今天我希望借着一节经文，我们很快的做一个分享。
So today we will share this message very quickly.
如果大家可以的话，翻开今天的周报，在我们我们的经文印在我们的周报后面。
If you can turn your bulletin to the back, there's the message.
因此我在大家看周报的经文的时候，我想请我的翻译一起把这个中文跟英文一整个念一次给大家。
Okay. So I'll be reading the Chinese and the English. Okay. 使徒行传第三章伸出祷告的时候，彼得约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。他看见彼得约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。彼得约翰定睛看他，彼得说，你看我们。那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走。同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神，百姓都看见他行走赞美神，认得他是那素常在殿的美门口求周济的，就因他所遇着的事满心稀奇惊讶。Okay, so I'll be reading Acts chapter 3, 1 to 10. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped into his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with the wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Here we see a scripture.
It is actually
a really weird passage.
这边讲到有一个人，他四十年从来没有走过路。
In this passage shares that there's a man who has not been walking for 40 years.
不单单四十年没走过路，他是出生就不能走路。
Not only he hasn't walked for 40 years, he was born lame.
而就在这个时候，中间有两个人，一个叫彼得，一个叫约翰，他们是耶稣的学生。
And from there, there's two students of Jesus, Peter and John.
然后他们就说了一句话，这个人就开始行走，不但行走，他还跳。
And because of this word that they said, this man was able to stand up and also praise and jump.
这个是一个神迹。
This is a miracle.
我不知道大家看过神迹没有。
I don't know if you seen miracles before.
我们不得不问，在21世纪的今天，我们到底还有没有神迹可以看
？We cannot stop and ask whether we can see miracle in this 21st century.
如果今天大家已经是相信耶稣的
，If you are already a believer today,
我们看圣经里面耶稣所行的神迹
，We see the miracles in the Bible.
我们会心存敬畏，心存感恩。
We will be filled with thanksgiving and fear.
但是我们不会惊讶。
But we would not be surprised.
因为耶稣是神啊。
Because he's God.
他是百分之百的人，他也是百分之百的神。
For he is 100% God and 100% man.
神要行神迹，理所当然。
If God wants to do miracle, well, he's God.
人要行人迹，也是理所当然。
And if man wants to work according to man, then it's possible too.
但是今天却有一节经文记载的是人行了神迹。
But in this scripture, it describes a man doing a miracle that only God can do.
奇怪吗？
Is it weird?
那就代表说，如果彼得、约翰可以行神迹，而且那时候耶稣已经不在了。
Peter and John can do the miracle when Jesus is not there.
那我们今天是不是一样可以行神迹
？Then can we also do the miracle as well?
甚至就在现在，就在 Fishkill， 就在这个教会里面，会有没有神迹出现
？Just here, just now in Fishkill, in Poughkeepsie, this area, miracle can happen.
在这些经文当中，彼得跟他说：“ and, 你要金银，我没有。”
In this message, Peter says, "Silver or gold, I do not have."
我把我有的给你。
I will give you what I have.
然后这个人后来讲了一些话，这个人就好了。请问彼得到底给了什么嘛
？And after Peter said something, this man was healed. What exactly did Peter give or have?
如果说今天大家有人有背痛的问题。
If here today there's someone with back problem.
哦，结果因为你吃了某种东西，你因为做了某一些事情，看了中医西医，结果你好了。
And you did something, went to the doctor, Chinese medicine, American, Western medicine, and you are healed.
你遇到另一个人也有背痛，你说我把我有的给你。
And you see someone with the same problem or similar problem, and you tell them, I will give you what I have.
那也许是你的秘方，你的特别的运动，你某一种经验，你传授给他。
It might be something special that you have and you want to give it to them.
但是彼得这一位老乡，他从来没有瘸腿，他到底给了什么东西给那个瘸子，那个瘸子能够好
？But Peter was never lame or crippled. What exactly did he help him give him?
而这个瘸子，他已经40年没有走路了。
And this man has not been walking for 40 years.
记载这段事迹的是一位医生，他的名字叫路加。
The author of this book Acts, he's a doctor.
他特别写下来，这个人出生就没走过路，而且他已经40多岁。
He specifically writes that this man has been lame from birth and he has not walked for 40 years.
他为什么要这么说
？Why did he say that?
因为他有职业病，所有的医生知道，有一个人，你就算有健康的腿，你40天没有下过床，你走走看。
The author knows that even if you're perfectly healthy and you lay in bed for 40 days without walking, you won't be able to walk straight after you get out.
而这个瘸子得了医治之后
And when this crippled man got healed,
彼得就开始做他的一个布道，一个讲道，就在那边开始做了一个讲道。
And Peter uses him to evangelize to the people.
结果当时就出现了一个状况，当时有至少有五千个男子信主了，还没包括妇女跟小孩在里面。
And something amazing happened. 5,000 people plus, only men, believed.
接着带出一个连锁的反应，一波接着一波，结果因着这个事件。整个巴勒斯坦，今天的巴勒斯坦，福音传遍了那个地方。
And because of that, because of this, a chain effect happens. One after the other, gospel was spread all the way to everywhere and to Palestine and Near East.
我们必须要了解一下这段经文到底发生什么事。愿意我们以一个学习的心来了解这段经文到底在告诉我们什么。
We need to know and understand what exactly happened, and we'll read. No.
这一段经文记载，彼得跟约翰他们正在一个做一个一天的一个非常例行的一个习惯，就是在下午3点的时候，他们到圣殿里面去祷告。
Peter and John, they're doing something that they usually do, and they're going to the temple to pray.
这是非常他们非常习惯性的一个动作，但是他们走到一半的时候，突然有一个瘸子跟人家要钱。
That's something Peter and John usually do. They just go to the temple to pray. But before they get there, this crippled man showed up asking for money.
我相信这一位老兄在那边，他们以前也看过他。
I'm pretty sure they've seen him before.
因为在经文说他每天都到那边。
Because in the Bible it says this man has been there for a long time.
那对彼得、约翰来说是一个例行公事，他们到圣殿去祷告。
To Peter and John, praying at the temple is like everyday routine.
这个时候，当他要人家周济的时候，突然彼得、约翰就看着他。
When this man asked Peter and John for money, Peter and John stopped and looked at them.
我们就看见短短的经文里面有出现了几次看他们，他看他，他也看他，然后他说你就看我好了。
And the scripture says Peter and John told them to look at us, and the crippled man looked at him, and they look at each other back and forth.
哎，这很奇怪，这个人天天都在那边祈求，他是一个 professional， 他是一个职业的乞丐。
And you can see that he's a professional beggar.
但是今天彼得跟约翰突然他说，我要打断我今天的行程，我要定睛看你。
And but Peter and John stopped today with their everyday routine. They stopped at the crippled man's and was looking at him.
实际上，这是对彼得跟约翰他们过去的性情是不一样的。
It's a little different from what they used to do.
因为在过去，耶稣那个时候，他们还是耶稣学生的时候，他们跟着耶稣的时候，他们是很不喜欢这一所谓的边缘人的。
When they were following Jesus and with Jesus, they don't really like these kind of people who are not really included into this, I guess,
society. They are on the fringe. And they are beggars. 他们觉得这些乞丐、这些富人每次叫耶稣带着小孩来，哎呀，最好闪一边呢。
These beggars, these women, children coming, they're like, get away from Jesus.
我们的老师是弥赛亚，我们的老师将来要做王。他是多有智慧的老师，请你们这些人闪一边。
Our teacher is the Messiah. Our teacher is powerful. He will have a kingdom. Like everyone, get away from him.
他们不单单希望把这些人离开，而且他也希望耶稣不要管这一种人。
They don't just want the people to get away from Jesus. They don't want Jesus to care for them either.
这一类的事件记载了几次在以前福音书里面记载了几次。
This kind of events happened before in the previous Gospels.
而彼得、约翰他们两个人也是一个互相竞争、互比，看谁比较高位的人。
And Peter and John, they both love comparing with each other, seeing who's better.
约翰还找了他的自己的弟兄雅各一起到耶稣说：“耶稣，哪一天你变成国王了，请你让我们做你的左右宰相。”
John even asked his own brother, James, to go to Jesus and talk to him. When you have your own kingdom, can us sit on your left and your right side?
当彼得最后与耶稣分离的时候，耶稣告诉彼得说，你将来的人生的路子不好走，你会受苦。
Before Jesus and Peter separated, Jesus told Peter that you will suffer later on for the gospel.
彼得说，哎呦，我日子不好过，哎，那个家伙呢？那个跟我一起，我们同期的同班同学，黄埔军校毕业的那个叫约翰的那一位，他会怎么样
？And Peter's response was like, "What about John, the one that go through everything with me? Will he suffer too?"
这个就是门徒啊。
That is disciple.
实际上，我们人不都是这样子，是门徒表现出来的吗
？What about us? We're similar to them.
我们人生每次经历最大的痛苦就是我们爱比较，比来比去，我们心里不舒服，只是不说出来而已。
Our deepest bitterness is that we like to compare and we don't say it.
然后我们对社会其他的边缘人，我们觉得那些人真是累赘，请你不要介入我的生活。
And we believe that everyone in society, they don't really count and they should just get away from ourselves.
现在到底发生什么事？彼得、约翰居然看着一个瘸子说，哎，我要停下来跟你目光相对，我要对你说话。
What happened to Peter that he's willing to stop and talk to this crippled man?
中间是有一个改变，以及他们对人生的态度、人生的看法，以及他们看人的态度做了一个改变。
There's a change in the middle. Their perspective, the way they see things, it has changed.
因为他们经历到耶稣为他们死。
Because they have experienced Jesus dying for them.
耶稣为每一位人死。
Jesus died for everyone.
耶稣甚至为他的敌人死。
He even died for those who hate him.
为着那些在所谓边缘人，人家不在乎的，人家唾弃的人死。
Those who are inferior, those who are not really liked in the society, he died for them.
然后他又为我们复活。
And he is resurrected for us.
复活了以后又赐下这些门徒们圣灵，让他们的心灵更新。
And after he has resurrected, he filled them with Holy Spirit.
于是他们的眼光就变了。
Therefore, their perspective have changed.
我有一次去上海火车站。
There was one time that I went to the train station in Shanghai.
你知道那一天是哪一天吗
？Do you know what day it is?
十月一号。
October 1st, Independence Day.
我一辈子没有看过世界上有那么多人过。
I have never experienced so many people, humans.
我们今天基督徒到底看一群人是怎么样去认为这一群人的？
What do we believers see when we see this whole crowd of people?
我可以说跟你说，在台湾的话，如果看过一群人的话，大家心里想的是什么？
I tell you what this what people think when they see this crowd of people in Taiwan.
在台湾的人只要看到一批人呢，他们心里想的是选票。
When they see these many people in Taiwan, they'll think it's a vote.
在中国如果看到一批人的话，他们想的是，哎呀，消耗社会资源。实在不应该存在那么多人。
And when they see so many people in China, they feel like they're wasting energy in China.
在美国人一看到那么多人，他说：“哇，商机无限。”
And if Americans see that many people, they're feeling, oh, finance, money.
但是基督徒，当我们看到一群人的时候，你有什么感觉？
But what about us Christians? What do we see when we see that many people?
当我看到一群人，我知道98%的人。
When I see that many people, I know that 98%, excuse me.
他们没有听过耶稣基督。
They have never heard of Jesus Christ.
也许50年之内，他们就没有了。
Maybe 50 years later, they will be gone.
基督徒们，当你们看到人的时候，你感觉是什么？
Christians, what do you see when you see people?
圣灵改变了圣徒们。
Holy Spirit has changed the disciples.
当使徒行传第二章圣灵降临的时候，他们有一个心态跟眼光上面的改变。
When the Holy Spirit filled them in Acts chapter 2, they have a new perspective, a new viewpoint.
他们说教会啊，你不要坐在教会里面等人来啊。
It says church,Christians, don't sit in the church and wait for people to come in.
你要出去看啊，人家有需要。
You have to go out and see what others, what they need.
人家有心灵的需要。
They need spiritual.
他们有身体的需要。
They have physical need.
他们有家庭的问题。
They have family problems.
有金钱的问题。
They have financial problems.
你不要坐在教会里面等，你出去啊。
Don't just sit in church and do nothing, just go out andgo towards them.
圣灵说你要经历我的工作吗？
Holy Spirit says, do you want to experience my work?
你出去你看啊。
Go out and see.
彼得就看到那个瘸子。
Therefore, Peter saw this crippled man.
他跟那个瘸子说，你看我。
He says to him, look.
彼得有什么好看的啊？
What's good to look at Peter?
彼得自己以前还背叛过耶稣了。
He has betrayed Jesus before.
他很怕那个时候耶稣被捕的时候，因为人家要诬告耶稣。
When Jesus was framed by people, he was afraid about it.
他很怕与耶稣有关系有瓜葛，因为这样子的话就连累到他了。
And when he has a relationship with Jesus, he will be affected by it too.
他是一个背信忘义、没有信心的。
He is not loyal, and he doesn't have enough faith.
但是今天他却对着那个瘸子说，你看着我。
But today, he says to this paralyzed, crippled man, says, look at me.
信徒要别人看我们做什么？
What do we want us to see? Why do we want people to see us? Look at us.
没什么好看。
There's nothing to see.
因为我们自己充满了败坏。
Because we're full with failure.
我们自己里面也有贪心。
We are very greedy.
我们也有骄傲。
We are not humble.
但是彼得说你看我。
But Peter says, look.
我也是一个普通人，我也是一个失败的人。
I'm an ordinary, normal person. I'm a failure as well.
但是今天居然有一个宇宙的神在我的里面，请你看我。
But there's a God who created heaven and earth. Please look at me.
今天信徒们啊，你要让别人看到你啊。
Believers, don't let others look at you.
You have to let other people look at you.
You have to let others look at you.
不是我们自己有什么值得让人家看。
Not because we have something good that others can look at.
是在我们那么烂、那么差劲的人，神还住在里面。
But because of our terribleness, God still lives in us.
而且神就在住在里面的时候，他就做正在做一个改变人心的工作。
And when God dwells in us, He's doing change. He's molding us, changing us.
今天在教会外面的人，他在寻找一样信仰，一个信仰。
And everyone outside of church, they're looking for something. They're looking for faith.
实际上，他找的是说，你信的东西是真的还假的。
What they want to know is what you believe, whether it's true or not.
我不要听你讲道理，我要看你今天你是怎么用你们家的金钱的，用你们家车子跟财产。
I don't want to hear you talking about the scripture. I want to see what you can use of your stuff.
他要看你今天到底怎么对太太，你今天怎么对父母的。
They want to see how you treat your family, how you treat your wife, how you treat your parents.
你怎么样面对你儿女？你不要跟我讲道理，我要看。
I don't want you to tell me about these big things. I want to see it. I want you to show me.
彼得说看我。
Peter says, watch me, look at me.
我不值得看，但是我里面有位主正在破碎我，正在改造我。
There's nothing to see on the outside appearance, but there's something that you can see on the inside. It's God changing.
他正在跟那个瘸子说，你不要往外看了，其他东西你不要想要从其他地方要钱，你现在就看我。你不要花时间看外面。
Peter says, don't waste your time looking at other people. Look at me.
因为我里面有你要。
Because what I have inside is what you need.
但是他接下来说一句很奇怪的话。
But following that, Peter says something really interesting.
他说金银我没有。
He says, silver or gold I do not have.
哇塞。
Wow.
你没有钱，你现在叫我看，你不是打阻扰我生意吗？拜托啊。
You don't have money and you're stopping me and my money income.How's that?
但是彼得说，你现在所有要求，你在看我以外的东西，都是只能满足你暂时的东西。你现在一定要看我。
Peter says, what you are looking at, what you want right now, and if you get it, is what it can satisfy you as of now.
瘸子在他生命里面，他觉得要钱，这是唯一能够维持他生命的一个东西，生活的东西。
For a paralyzed man, money is what can help him continue his life.
因为他最深的渴望，他已经绝望了，他人生已经绝望了。
Because he has no interest and he doesn't want anything else.
他只要能够维持生活就好。
He just want to continue his life.
但是彼得跟约翰他说，现在我要给一样东西给你。
But Peter and John says there's something that I want to give to you.
我要给你的东西，请大家仔细听。
The things I want to give you, everyone listen tentatively.
我要给你我与那造物主的关系，我要把那个关系给你。
I want to give you the relationship I have with the God who created heaven and earth.
你有了这个关系，你一切生命最深处的需要，你就得到解决，你就得到满足。
Once you have this relationship, everything that you need, you'll be satisfied.
然后他说我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
And he says, in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazareth, I ask you, walk.
这个也是很奇怪。
This is so really interesting and weird.
什么叫做耶稣基督的名？
What does it mean by in the name of Jesus?
名代表了什么？
What does name mean?
名代表了一个权柄，一个权力。
Name, it means authority, it means power.
我们今天在这个聚会，没有人可以随便来说，哎，对不起，对不起，你们主爱之家，我现在要停止你们的聚会。
When we have a fellowship and worship today, no one can come and tell us no.
他没有这个权利。
They don't have the authority.
但是这一个教会的，美国教会的主任牧师，他可以过来说，对不起，今天我们这边要关闭，你不可以用。
But only the pastor who owns this place can come to us and tell us, no, you cannot have it because it'll be closed today.
因为他有这个权利，他的名是主任牧师。
Because he has authority and his name is the pastor.
但是我们知道我们在人世当中我们的权利是有限的。
But we know what we have is limited.
我们在做有医生，我们做医生，他所有的权利也有限，他最多只能开药或做诊断。
We have doctors here, and then you, as you know, doctors are limited too. What they can do is give medicine or surgery.
他可以决定要不要做某种手术。
Or they, if they can do a surgery for the patient.
但是他没办法跟某一个人有长癌细胞的人说。
They cannot say to a patient with cancer.
哎，我有权利哦，你现在癌细胞不要长。
And he can say to them, tell the cancerous tumor, say, don't grow.
但是在这边，彼得说他用了耶稣基督的名，这是什么意思？
But in here, Peter says, in the name of Jesus. What does that mean by name?
有一些经文在腓立比书二章九到十一节这边说。
There's a scripture in Philippians.
所以神将他升至为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Philippians chapter 2.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11.
Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11, it says, Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Lord.
这个名有多大呢？他说叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的。
How powerful, how amazing is this name? It says, every knee shall bow, everything in earth and heaven.
都要在耶稣基督的名面前屈膝。
Will bow down to Jesus Christ, to his name.
这包括我们的细胞。
It includes ourselves.
这包括天气。
It includes weather.
这包括任何的政局。
It includes every politics.
这个耶稣基督的名是至高的名，它代表了权柄。
This name, Jesus' name, it come with power, come with authority.
而在彼得这边说，我奉基督耶稣的名，什么叫做奉这个名呢？
And Peter says, in the name of Jesus Christ, what does it mean?
就是我有能够，我可以代表这个权力去执行。
It means that I have authority of that name.
我儿子两个儿子去上大学。
My two sons going to college.
我没办法每时时的照顾他们。
I can't take care of them all the time.
于是我就给他们申请 credit card.
Therefore, I made them a credit card.
当他们有我的 credit card 的时候，他就有这个持有权去用。
And when they have this credit card, they're able to use it.
但是某一天，如果他 credit card 掉的话。
But if one day he accidentally loses this credit card,
如果刚好捡到的，也许是白人，也许是黑人，也许是红人，反正不是黄种人就对了。
And if the person that pick up the card isn't a white person or a black person or any kind of people, but not Asian,
这个人如果要去用的话，有一点点困难。
That person, if they want to use it, it's kind of troublesome.
因为这个卡上面写的是周。Chow.
Because the last name is Cho. Chow.
于是我们知道一件事情，就是当我们用这个权柄的时候，我们必须要属于那个名，而且要像那个名。
So when we use this, we have to have the name with it. We have to be associated with it.
我给我儿子这个卡，他可以随便用。
When I give my kids this card, they can use it whatever they want.
我就是希望他不要饿肚子。
I just don't want them to be starving.
我就是希望他走迷路的时候，他可以用这个用 credit card 能够想办法坐车。
And if they get lost, they can use this card to get home.
我就是希望他不要成为无家可归。
I don't want them to become a hobo.
但是如果说，哎呀，爸爸，爸爸，你好伟大，我好爱你，所以我就把这张卡，我把它框起来。我作为一个纪念，我从来不用。
And what if they say, "Oh, but Dad, I love you. You're so nice. I'm gonna frame this card and put it on the wall."
那我就是白白了给他这张卡，我给他权利，他不用。
And me giving this card to him, it's useless.
基督徒，我们每一个人都可以用这张卡，知道吗
？Christians, we can all use this card from God.
当我们看见我们邻舍。当我们看见外人，当我们看见自己有非常需要的时候，你可知道你口袋里面有一张卡吗
？When you see your neighbors, you see other people, you see yourself, and that you really, really need something. Do you know that you have a card in your pocket?
一张卡上面写的 user ID 那个使用者就是 Jesus Christ。
And the on the card, the user ID is that Jesus Christ.
但是用的时候有需要一个密码。
But when you use it, you need a password.
那个密码就是十字架。
And the password is the cross.
因为我们要向，我们要归入那个使用者的名，我们要归入耶稣基督，我们才可以用这张卡。
But we have to be in him, be like him, in order to use this card.
使徒行传提了几次，我们要受洗归入基督。
In Acts, it's mentioned many times that we have to get baptized in his name.
我们要进入他的名下，我们必须要同死，与他同死同复活，因为今天活着不再是我。
When we have to die with him, resurrect with him, in order to be like him.
但是谁在我里面活着？
It is no longer I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me.
乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
It's Jesus Christ who lives in me.
所以当我在天地之间，我用这张信用卡的时候
，So when I use this card,
我理直气壮。
I can be confident.
我是属于耶稣的。
That I belong to Jesus.
不是因为我有什么好。
Not because I am worthy or I'm good enough.
今天我儿子可以用那 credit card。
The same way, my son can use that credit card I gave him.
不是他有钱，是老子的钱。
Not because he has money, because I have the money.
让我要他用。
And I want him to use it.
我们也有这个权柄。
I have the authority.
不用的话。
If you don't use it.
神说，你一直喊苦啊，苦啊。
If you always say, oh, so sad, so bitter.
我不是已经赐给你我的名了吗？
God says, I already given you my name.
但是是不是我什么东西都可以用呢？
But the question is, can I use it for anything?
在约翰福音十四章十三到十四节这边说。
In John chapter 14.
14 verse 13 to 14.
It says.
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就。
Whatever you ask, it will be done.
Wow.
Wow.
你有这张卡吗？
Do you have this card?
你用的钱那个信用不会爆掉的啊。
When you use this card, would the credit explode?
但是后面加了一句话。
But it says afterwards.
叫父因儿子得荣耀。
So that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
是的，我们可以奉主基督耶稣的名去宣告任何的事，条件是父要在其中得到荣耀。
Yes, when we proclaim in the name of Jesus Christ, God will have the glory, the Father will have the glory.
于是彼得就拉着他的右手扶他起来。
So Peter held out his right hand and pulled him up.
彼得真是敢哦，我真是觉得真是太佩服彼得了。
Wow, Peter is very courageous.
你知道在那个大庭广众非常人多的一个场合。
You know, there's a lot of people around.
他跑到那边说，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，我现在叫你起来。
Him going there saying, in the name of Jesus, of the Nazareth, walk.
然后叫他看我。
And,
大家人来人往的，然后他说你看。
And telling him to look at me when everyone's around.
大家有没有想过，万一啊，这做万一啊。
Did you ever think about what if? What if?
他一拉，哎，结果起不来了。
What if he pulled him, tried to pull him, he doesn't get up?
那不是糗大了。
Wow, what is so shameful?
后面告诉我们，所有的信心都是神加添给我们的。
It tells us later on that faith comes from God.
不错，圣灵会做他一种莫名的一种工作在我们里面，给我们一种信心。
Yes, Holy Spirit will work in us and in the inner self of us.
给我们一种引导，让我们知道现在神说可以做了。
Give us guidance, give us faith, and telling us, yes, it's time to do it.
不单单如此，我也相信神赐给我们信心，还有 从我们的环境里面赐给我们信心。
And I believe God gave us faith through the environment that we are in.
因为这个事件之后，大家还记得彼得一布道有5000多人信主了。
Do you remember that after this incident, when Peter preached, 5,000 people believed?
我想请所有读过圣经的人，我问你一个问题。
To those who already read the Bible, let me ask you this one question.
在这个之前，彼得有没有看过瘸腿起来行走的？
Before this time, has Peter witnessed or seen a paralyzed man stand up and walk?
有没有？
Yes or no?
有。
Yes.
不同的是，那个时候耶稣在，现在耶稣不在。
The only difference is Jesus was there at that time. He's not here now.
但是对彼得来说，没有分别。
But to Peter, there's no difference.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣应许说，当你有圣灵的时候，就有如我的同在。
Because Jesus has promised, when the Holy Spirit is with you, I am with you.
我接下来问大家一个问题。
There's a question I want to ask you all.
你相不相信现在圣灵就在我们当中？
Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is with us right now?
信主的人有没有圣灵？
Do believers?Have Holy Spirit.
如果今天圣灵在，耶稣的工作就同样在。
If the Holy Spirit is here today, then Jesus' work is also here.
我想请问一下，彼得在过去有没有看过5000个男人接受了耶稣的供应过的？
Let me ask you another question. Has Peter witnessed 5,000 men believing?
有没有？
Has、
接受到耶稣的供应过的有没有
Have you seen it? Have he seen it?
所以他今天敢对10000人至少差不多10000人因为有5000个男人他不加了妇女可能差不多10000他敢这样子讲他也知道会有这样的成就
He has the courage to do the same thing to those 5,000 people asking the same thing
他这个信心是建立起来的
His faith was built up from the past.
不是突然他就有的。
It doesn't just happen like that.
因为他知道他今天做这件事情，只要圣灵在，就代表耶稣在。
Because he knows that when the Holy Spirit is with him, that means Jesus is with him.
我在2年前，我在短宣的时候。
2 years ago, when I went to a short-term mission.
突然，我短宣的带领人跟我说。
The person asked me
the leader of the mission
the leader of the mission asked me
他说礼拜五有一堂布道会你去布道
there's an evangelistic meeting on Friday you go preach
我说不行
I said well I can't
因为在之前一年我也参加了
because the year before that I went to the meeting the evangelistic meeting too
那是第一次在那个环境当中我们敢对很多人开始布道。
That was the first time that we were able to preach to people.
而那一次布道的人是一个非常有经验的牧师。
And the person that preached that time, he was full of experience.
我在那个场合里面，我亲眼见到他一呼召200人信主。
And in that event, I witnessed that when he had the calling, about 200 people stood up.
过了一年在同样一个场合 这一位带领说这次你去布道
A year later,the leader asked me how, George, you go preach
我说这不是搞砸了吗我把这个整个信誉给搞砸了
Well, how can I do? I will ruin everything I will ruin the faith
我说对啊 我是有布道的经验、啊、
I said, well, yes, I do have experience with preaching
是是是 我在 Poughkeepsie 有布道的经验
Yes, yes, I do have some experience in Poughkeepsie.
哇，我准备了很久。
And I have prepared for so long.
然后我那一次一呼召。
And that time when I called.
哦，两个人信主。
About 2 people stood up.
你今天要我去面对。
And this time you want me to face.
我怎么做
？How do you want me to do it?
这个时候有一个声音进来。
And at that time, a voice came to me.
你认为是你在做吗
Do you think it's you who's doing the work?
你认为人家信主是因为你吗？
Do you think people believe because of you?
哇，我心里好难过。
I feel so sad.
我都在讲到了，我自己这个人还充满了自己。
I'm already preaching to others. I'm still self-centered.
前一晚所有的队员就跪下来为这件事情祷告。
The night before the evangelistic meeting, everyone on the short-term mission, they said to pray.
他们祷告的只是要神做工。
All they prayed is that God would do work.
不是我。
Not me.
第二天我布道。
The second day, I preached.
一呼召。
When I called.
一百多人信主。
About 100 people stood up.
我知道不是我。
I don't know. What.
乃是在我里面的那位救赎主。
It's not I, but it's God who's doing the work.
我好羞愧。
I was so ashamed.
但是我这个信心哪里来的？
But where does my faith come from?
因为我前年看过。
Because I have witnessed it the years before.
后来神跟我说。
After that, God told me.
去年也是我做的，你不要以为是那个牧师做的。
The year before that, I did the work, not the preacher. You have to know that.
神在利用我们过去的经验，正在加添我们的信心。
God is using our previous experiences to build our faith up.
亲爱的信主的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你过去看过神迹吗？
Have you seen miracles in the past?
你看过祷告的力量吗？
Have you seen the power of prayer?
你读过圣经吗？
Have you read the Bible?
你知道祷告的力量可以改变人心吗？
Do you know that the power of prayer can change a person, like change a heart?
你就跟着做吧。
Just follow.
只要奉主基督耶稣的名，
Just in the name of Jesus Christ，
只要这件事情能够荣耀主，
As long as it can glorify God，
你就让神能够容许在你生命当中一点一滴的加添你的信心吧。
Let God do the work and one at a time to build your faith up。
而这个瘸子之所以被医治，
This paralyzed man was healed because
奇怪，耶路撒冷一定很多其他残疾的人。
Well, you know that there's so many crippled men and paralyzed men. 哎，
为什么是这一位呢？
Why this man, particular?
因为他知道他有需要。
Because he knows he is in need.
他知道他要大声跟外面呼求，我不行了，我要。
He's shouting that I cannot do anymore. I need, I need.
就算他是求的是错的。
Even what he's asking is wrong.
他跑到圣殿前面，他根本不是要去祷告的。
When he goes to the temple, he's not going to pray.
他根本是要去那边是要周济的。
He's going to ask for money.
我记得我那时候我妈妈送我去教会的时候，我之所以待到教会。
I remember when I went to church, I know why I stayed.
我根本不是要听什么耶稣基督。
Not because I want to listen to Jesus Christ.
只是因为我妈妈怕我学坏。
Because my mom thought I would turn into a bad kid.
我想听妈妈的话。
I want to listen to my mom.
所以我在那。
That's why I stayed.
神跟我们说，那又怎么样？
But God says, so what?
就算你的心原来不是要找我。
Even if your heart was not for me in the past.
你只要知道你有需要。
As long as you know that you're in need.
我就是要找你。
I just want to go look for you.
我就在等你。
I am waiting for you.
然后我用我的仆人伸出手说你起来。
I'm asking my disciple to reach out his hand to you.
我不管你现在要找什么。
I don't care what you're looking for right now.
那些都是暂时的。
It's temporary.
神说请你专注着看。
God says, look at me tentatively.
你伸出手。
Reach out your hand.
你也有信心。
You have faith.
你接受。
You accept.
你心灵的最深处
in the deepest in your heart
就得到医治。
You will be healed.
这个瘸子没有说他要得医治。
This paralyzed man does not want to be healed. He didn't say he want to be healed.
但是神解决了他最深的需要。
But God already healed everything.
40多岁的人了。
A 40-year-old man.
已经没有自尊了。
He has no more pride.
神说我要医治你。
God says I want to heal you.
从里到外。
From inside out.
你可以接受到。
You can accept.
但是你第一点你要知道你有这个需要。
But the first thing you need to know is that you are in need.
然后你用信心接受。
And you have to receive it with faith.
你就站起来。
Then it'll be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，你想要有耶稣基督的名吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want the Holy Spirit?
你希望知道怎么样奉主基督耶稣的名吗？
Do you want to know how to do it in the name of Jesus Christ?
你知道后面代表的权柄跟力量吗？
Do you know the authority and power behind it?
信主的弟兄姊妹，你知道圣灵今天就在我们当中吗？
Believers, do you know that the Holy Spirit is with us?
他在就代表耶稣基督在。
When he's here, it means Jesus is here.
他就可以行2000年前同样的工作。
He can do the same thing that he has done 2000 years ago.
你只要接受他。
As long as you accept.
我在这边要做一个呼召。
I have a calling today.
所以所有希望能够得到耶稣基督名的。
Those who,
知道怎么样能够奉主基督耶稣名的。
Those who want to accept Jesus Christ and those who want to do things in the name of Jesus Christ.
我不论你信主还是没有信主。
I don't care if you are a believer or a non-believer.
你举手，我要为你祷告。
Raise your hand. I want to pray for you.
你婚姻有问题，我不能给你一个太太。
When you have marriage problem, I cannot give you a perfect husband or wife.
或者给你一个好的先生。
Or give you a good husband.
你没有工作，我不能给你一个新的工作。
When you don't have a job, I can't give you a job.
你身体出了大毛病，我医不了。
When you are ill, I cannot heal you.
我只能把我有的给你。
What I can do is give you what I have.
就是耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
他在等着跟信徒说你可以用我的名。
He's waiting to the Christians and say you can use my name.
他等着跟那些还没有认识的，他说我在等你。
And he's waiting for those who doesn't believe him. He says, I am waiting for you.
要接受的就大方举手，我要为你祷告。
Who those want to accept, please raise your hand and I want to pray.
你想知道怎么样奉主基督耶稣的名的？就举手，我现在为你祷告。
If you want to know how to do things in the name of Jesus Christ, raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank you, God.
感谢主。感谢主。
Thank you, God.
亲爱的恩主，我们原来是瘸子。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we were paralyzed.
我们原来一无所有。
We didn't have anything before.
我们在追求那暂时的需要。
We're seeking for something that's temporary.
但是我们今天主，你说你可以把你的名给我，求主给我。
Lord, but you said you will give us your name, and please give us your name.
让你住在我的里面。
May you live in us.
你成为我救赎主。
May you please become our Savior.
让我知道怎么样以后能够奉主基督耶稣的名祷告。
So that I know how to pray in the name of Jesus.
以至于我所到之处
so that the places I go
看见你自己的荣耀
can see your own glory
祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen